Okay, and welcome back. And I want to thank, some email came in today, very kind. This is the 9th year anniversary of when they tried to remove Yours Truly, in no uncertain terms. And I was sent back, as they say, and given another chance, and I think it was because I was supposed to keep doing this kind of work, and I'm doing it to the best of my ability, and you're out there listening, and you are really the reason why this program exists. So it was 9 years ago today, they gave it their best try, and it didn't work. So there. So thank you for writing in, those who did. I appreciate it. And for those who didn't, thank you for noticing and caring about this program. And I know many do. We have Dr. Professor Emeritus, retired, Eric Carlstrom back with us tonight. Eric is a very interesting gentleman who has been teaching geology. What do you call it? It was climatology and geology, but it was something else. What was the word you used?
Yeah, hi, Jeff. Good evening. Hi. I taught physical geography. Geography, I could, of course, go into that spiel, but for 30 years at 3 universities. And physical geography overlaps a lot with geology. But my particular areas of interest were soils, landforms, which is geomorphology, and climatology. So, you know, there's always this kind of turf war, no pun intended, between these earth science fields.
Got
but it's all earth science, geoscience. I have taught geology courses and, you know, in geology departments. And so it's kind of back and forth. They're mostly administrative differences. And I've published in geological journals. But my real education, you might say, began when I retired in 2011, and I moved back to this sleepy little beautiful town of Crestone, Colorado, at the base of the magnificent Sangre de Cristo Mountains, and where the United Nations of spirituality has kind of emerged, kind of a refuge for world truths, based on the work of the Manitou Foundation, which is Hannah Strong, the wife of Maurice Strong, the ultimate savior of planet Earth, according to the propaganda. And but then I began to realize that there were some snakes in paradise here, and things were not as they were always presented. So, yeah, I'm happy to kind of shift gears. When I retired in 2011 from 30 years of being a physical geography professor, where I did the normal geography thing, teaching classes, doing research, you know, writing papers, et cetera. Now I was free to kind of pursue other interests, and I started this series, which we already have now talked about a couple times, Crestone, Baca, Colorado, the Vatican City of the New World Order, an expose of the New World Religion. And that's now got 13 parts and 252 appendices, been working on it for 13 years, been a targeted individual for the last 11 years. So that has slowed me down a little bit, but not stopping me. And so anyway, I'm very happy to get back to this topic, because it is so incredibly important in terms of what is coming down the pike with the United Nations, the World Economic Forum.
It's huge, huge.
Yeah.
May I do one thing before we jump into that, Eric?
Yeah.
This is something I've been aware of for a long time, and I just began talking about it again recently. The idea of people starving is now on the table, right in front of us. We see it, no pun intended. There's a famine coming. It's engineered. They want people hungry. They want them dependent on the state. They want them eating crap and toxic food, if you can call it food. But here's the other end of that, not the end product, food on the table, but the beginning of it grown in the soil. And you mentioned you were a soil expert in your field, and what they're using in the soils now to grow crops in this country is so criminal and unbelievable to me that I just wanted to mention it and get your comment on it here. It's called sludge, biosolids, and they are using it on commercial agricultural crops of all kinds. They work it into the soil. It's got some nutrition in it, but it has lots of toxins in it. Here's the formal definition of sludge. Sludge is a mix of human and industrial waste that is a byproduct of wastewater treatment processes. It's disposable, and its disposal in particular is quite expensive. And so the EPA allows it to be spread on cropland as biosolid fertilizer because it is also rich in plant nutrients. There's nothing fair in that statement. It is filth, it is toxic, it is horrible, and it can be placed on organic crops, and that organic label will still be there, and you'll never know they're putting sludge on your organic crops. And that's the truth. It ruins the soil. It ruins our health. It should not be allowed. That's me talking.
Yeah, it would seem to be part of this total war.
Yes.
Total environmental warfare against human beings. It's so hard to keep up with all the different facets of it because they're throwing everything at us at once.
Correct.
Yeah, this sounds horrible. Of course, the spraying, all the met particulates and God knows what else from the chemtrails have been settling into the soil for a long, long time. And also robbing it of its, natural fertility, killing it in many ways. So, yeah, I used to teach a course called Human Ecology for some 22 years, and that was, focusing on the relationship between human activity and the environment. And, of course, that was a very interesting course because you could go in many directions. But it was a litany of bad news. But that's kind of another story.
Let's go back to Crestone Baca. We'll go there because I do cover the overthrow of the Catholic Church with Father Paul Kramer. He's on a couple times a month sometimes, and we do cover that, and they are trying to reconfigure the entire Catholic religion and faith. 1.3 billion people to become some kind of an earth-revering, I forget what word Father Kramer used for it, but they're literally overhauling the whole church, and the church is ripe for a massive revolution, and we'll see what happens. Will the rank and file stand up and push this or not? It's a nativist kind of a religion that they're trying to convert Catholicism into, and it's quite a shock. That goes hand in hand with what you're saying, though.
Yeah, absolutely, it does. Maurice Strong, this Canadian billionaire who now has passed on, but who had dropped out of school at the age of 14, but then became a protege of the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, and a major, major figure in the environmental movement, or selling out the environmental movement for this UN agenda, because he was very high in the UN. When he sold his interest in the Baca Ranch here, which he wanted to try to make trillions of dollars from the aquifer below the San Luis Valley here where we live, he was more or less chased out. But then he carved off a piece of the ranch and donated it to his wife, who was another foreigner from Denmark, she was in charge of the Manitou Foundation. And this beautiful sliver of land then became, they would grant it to all these spiritual groups, 32 at the time when I wrote this article in 2011. There may be more or less now, but the idea was kind of a United Nations of religions. And yes, the Catholic Church is supposed to be kind of the one world religion. And Henry Kissinger has been the advisor to the Vatican, during the last 20 years before his death, of course. But this is really the story that I'm telling in this long series of articles with 13 parts, is how the New World Religion coming along under, well, if the words Helena Blavatsky and Alice Bailey and the New Age movement.
Oh, I knew Madame Blavatsky when I was in college. I was reading up on her. It was very very interesting story.
Well, we're getting into weird occult stuff mixed with environmental eco-spirituality, green spirituality, and all of this has been a very deliberate top-down imposition of well, bullshit, nonsense, craziness in order to kind of move the culture, you know, this cultural social engineering, which has been so intense over the last 50 to 100 years. We see it all here in the little town of Crestone, Baca, Colorado. And I don't want to sound like I'm superior, because I was fooled. I was very enchanted with the whole idea of having all these Buddhists and Hindus and Native Americans and shamans and all that stuff from all around the world coming. And this indeed is how Maurice Strong and his UN cohorts popularly sold the Agenda 21, Agenda for the 21st Century, at the Rio Earth Summit in 1992. His wife was in charge of these various conventions at the Rio Earth Summit.
I remember that when it happened. Yeah,
and it was a huge PR thing. You know, you could meet the Dalai Lama and Sting and the Pope, and these great poobahs were coming. Al Gore, of course, and Paul Winter and the lonely saxophone playing the sound of the wolf and everything. It was and of course all these shamans and natives from the Brazilian rainforest. So what they're doing is they're creating this gigantic circus. Pulling everybody in to try to show how inclusive and multicultural and wonderful this Agenda 21 was going to be. Well, Hanna Strong is still here, and this effort.
Is she still here in Crestone?
Yeah, and so are these spiritual groups. So in a sense, the whole Rio Earth Summit propaganda machine in the form of these different religions, which was put together in the late 80s and in the 80s for this 1992 Rio Earth Summit, moved to Crestone. And so this is where I've been living. And it didn't take me long as somebody who wanted to be involved in local politics and environmental issues to realize that we were highly controlled, and that, in fact, it's the military and the intelligence agencies that were controlling us. And that, you know, my puny efforts as a professor, full professor of geography, were brushed off like a gnat, they just take you out. They have, like Schumer said, the CIA has six ways from Sunday to take you out. And of course, then I became targeted in 2013. And that's a very severe way to take you out. It's kind of like, murder of your identity and actually your person.
That's a well-used expression. Yeah.
They take you out. They want you out of the game. And this, but we talked about that with the targeting. But what's so fascinating is that, the communist platform is being implemented, of course, under the, the Green New Deal and sustainability and all this stuff and Agenda 2030. And Maurice Strong was the big point man for this. And Hanna Strong was, in her whole, United Nations of Religions, was designed to sell it to the world. So what we're looking at is a long-term plan, very well thought out. And, again, the New Age movement goes back to Blavatsky and Alice Bailey, but it actually goes back to the Jewish Kabbalah. And we're dealing with Satanism here. The New World Religion is to be Luciferianism. And behind the New Age movement, behind all this, Catholic being the one world religion and all that stuff, the New Ager David Spangler said, no one will get into the New World Order unless they first take a Luciferic initiation. And this is the crowd I'm hanging out with. I'm thinking, okay, this is wonderful. We're getting enlightened here. We're going to be with God and Jesus. I was an idealist. I was looking for a better world. I came here trying to develop myself spiritually and hang out with people who were very well developed spiritually. And then over time, you discover the reality. So what I'm 74, and I'm not claiming, you know, exceptional intelligence. What I'm claiming is fidelity to the truth and realizing when I've been fooled. And we have all been fooled in this country so many times, as you pointed out with the, you know, with your earlier guest, Erica. But just to reacclimatize to this, I wrote this series, is Crestone Baca, the Vatican City of the New World Order, in response to, I think I mentioned this before, to an article that was written by a conservative by the name of Tom DeWeese, called The Most Dangerous Man in the World, which actually was a speech, and he was president of the American Policy Center in 1996. And in his speech, Tom DeWeese said, "What does Maurice Strong have to do with American property rights? Everything. The assault on property rights, the entire radical environmental agenda is being driven by the United Nations. And Maurice Strong is the number one force behind UN environmental policy. Maurice Strong is the leader of a radical contingent of environmentalists that believe that technology and modern industrialization must be stopped. Radical Greens believe that all of man's activities on Earth are harmful and therefore not sustainable. They believe that man is a cancer on the Earth." And of course, this is what we taught at college too, right? Because we would use the books they churn out en masse. You know, their goal is to slowly cut back and finally reduce human habitat to specific areas while the rest of the world is turned into wilderness. And of course, that's the Agenda 21 map of death that we've talked about, that would lock up 50% of the American continent and put it off limits to human use. Going back to Tom DeWeese, Maurice Strong and his buddies are the driving force behind a new age pagan religion known as Gaia. See, I was fooled. I was really into this Gaia stuff with James Lovelock for a while. Then I saw through it. And it is pure nature worship. The Strongs own a 63,000-acre ranch in Colorado known as Vaca Grande, which means big cow. And then the sentence that drove
big
this
cow. Okay.
Vaca Grande. Vaca is cow. Yeah. And then the sentence that drove this whole last 13 years of effort on my part, Vaca Grande, Strong believes, is the Vatican City of the New World Order. And then he said, Maurice Strong is also a director of the Temple of Understanding in New York City, where pagan rituals and earth-worshipping ceremonies include escorting sheep and cattle to the altar for blessing. Elephants and camels walk the aisles. The soprano sax is used to create the sound of a wolf moaning its extinction at the hands of man. Here, Vice President Al Gore delivered a sermon as worshipers marched to the altar with bowls of compost and worms. So what they're doing is they're driving our whole culture nuts, you know, with these crazy ideas.
Yeah.
And they have succeeded to a large extent, you know, driving us crazy with these ideas. And I've got so many books by these kind of UN potentates that sounded so good and sounded so idealistic. I'm almost ready to just, you know, give them all away. But
they presented the same kind of it was a comfortable fit when you thought about it. It sounded logical, sounded like a pragmatic spiritual thing to aspire to, the way they were presenting and repackaging everything. But it's crap. It was just crap.
Well, not only is it crap, but it, like the sludge, it's extraordinarily dangerous. Here, according to Lorraine Day, I think you've had Dr. Lorraine Day on, isn't it?
I knew Lorraine for a long time.
Wonderful lady. Anyway, she passed recently, but has written some great books. Anyway, here is a in her article, which is it's called The Plan: UN Agenda 21, Confiscation of Private Property, Sustainable Development, and Rewilding, by Lorraine Day, MD. She said, here is a succinct list of Agenda 21. Remember, Maurice Strong supposedly wrote Agenda 21, the guy who dropped out of school at the age of 14, but has 40 honorary PhDs. So we're dealing with a very corrupt system here. Here is a succinct list of Agenda 21 and related programs that will eliminate many things Americans hold dear. These have been declared unsustainable and will be abolished. Here are some of them. All private property rights, ownership of private property. All forms of irrigation, pesticides, and commercial fertilizer. livestock production, and most meat consumption. Does this sound familiar? This is what the WEF is, the World Economic Forum, is pushing. Privately owned vehicles and travel will have to, you know, go by the wayside. Use of fossil fuels for power generation and mechanized travel? Nope, no more. Single family homes? Sorry, you can't have them. Most forms of mineral extraction and timber harvesting? No more. Human population, by the way, must be reduced to fewer than 1 billion people from the present 8.1 billion. So we're
Georgia Guidestones, they put it up. Right. And what is it, 10 languages? I forget. Yeah.
We're talking killers. We're talking a radical group of devils who come, you know, sheep in wolf's clothing, you know.
Correct.
Which was the very symbol of the Fabian Socialists in England, by the way. That's their symbol. Mm-hmm. This is the most stringent, destructive communist agenda. It's pure communism. And the strong, so you watermelon environmentalism, you know, green on the outside, red on the inside. So we all get fooled. And the locals around here are having their, you know, Energy Day and Earth Day and, you know, sustainable this and sustainable that.
Eric, they own the media, so it really becomes child's play for them to put this stuff over on people. It's not hard. They own the media. And that's reality for most people. Whatever they see and think and hear in that screen, that becomes their de facto fallback reality. They don't think. Anyway, hold on just a second. We'll come right back with Professor Eric Carlstrom in just a few minutes. Hold on. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Professor Eric Carlstrom about big things going on the planet. I mean, these are the ultimate changes that they're pushing. Everything Eric has said is correct. You know about the Catholic Church from our visits with Father Kramer. You know they're trying to turn it into a nature church of sorts when they began to sanction same-sex homosexual marriages recently. That told us all we needed to know. The church has been overthrown. Pope Benedict XVI was knocked out of office, kept prisoner in the Vatican for the last 9 years of his life. He died. And this guy, Bergoglio, is a total fraud. He's not got much time left, so we'll see what they do after him. But they are trying to turn the Catholic Church as a primary platform into the new world order religion of nature. Nature. That's the game. All right, go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, well, you know, you have been kind enough to put some of my articles under my name in the left column of your website.
And yeah, we have a section for Eric there. He's in our columnist section, yeah.
Yeah, and right under my name are some of the articles that I've written in reference to this series. Part one, the UN, Marie Strong, Creston Baca, Colorado, and the New World Religion, etc. So if people want, and I hope somebody reads this stuff because it's so fascinating. I learned so much, and I've, you know, it's like my education began after I retired as a full professor about how the world really works. If people go to my 911nwo.com website, 911nwo.com website, and click on New World Religion ? They will see the table of contents, the preface and the parts, different 13 parts and 252 appendices. And please, somebody read that thing because it's all there. If you want to know what's going on, and if you want the history of what's going on and what came before what's going on now, I can't brag so much about my great writing because as I became kind of an internet writer in my retirement, I would just lift entire articles from other people and just stick them in there, you know, attribute it to them. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very long. It's got a lot of information. Some of it is in my words, and a lot of it I just quote others. So, but the information is there, and I hope somebody other than intelligence agents and the CIA reads it. But for just to kind of give you a couple examples of the tremendous articles that I've compiled here. In his 2000 article, Beware the New Age Movement, Lee Penn demonstrates that the underlying theology of the New Age movement is worship of self and Lucifer. And then I give the link. This same theology underlies the modern theosophical movement, combination of theology and philosophical. The Bavarian Illuminati program of the late 18th century, that'd be 1773, Rothschild plan. Marx and Engels communist and Illuminati, yeah, Marx and Engels communist manifesto, and the protocols of the elders of Zion, a host of ancient and modern cults, the United Nations, and indeed much of the current world system. Penn notes that theosophist and New Age leader Alice Bailey predicted that the universal world religion will inevitably emerge near the year 2000. She and other New Age leaders assert that the common good, it's always now the collective, requires that those who refuse to bow to the, quote, church universal, now that's what the Catholic Church is supposed to be, should be eliminated. UN potentate Robert Mueller asserts that the United Nations, as political reality, will comprise the world's religion. In other words, in the coming New Age, politics and religion will merge into a totalitarian occult theocracy.
Exactly. So, yep.
Yeah. And again, the thread that goes through the centuries here, the plan, they call it the plan, that the masters know and serve, and all these, you know, these New Age masters like the Tibetan, supposedly, who channeled books to Helena Blavatsky and then Alice Bailey. And this is all bullshit. I mean, it's some of it is probably a voice to skull microwave hearing, and some of it's probably demon possession.
It might be.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I would say demon possession first, and then when the technology was ready in the 40s and 50s, then the intelligence agencies got into the act with The Course in Miracles and all Eileen Cady's books at Findhorn, et cetera.
Wasn't that Marianne Williamson, The Course in Miracles?
That's Helen Schuchman, the Jewish psychology professor at Columbia University. Yeah. And she said she was channeling Jesus. But the theology, of course, that comes out of A Course of Miracles is anything but Christian. And of course, the ultimate goal of this group is to overthrow Christ, Christians, and Christianity on planet Earth and establish their Luciferian religion. And I'll sum it up for you, if you don't mind, with Dr. Lorraine Day's words. Now, this is going to just like maybe be too much of a pill of truth, but it says, in simple, direct terms, the real goal of Agenda 21 is for the elitist Jews to take control of the whole world, including all the wealth of everyone in the world, including control of all the resources in every country in the world, and kill off 5.5 billion people, all Gentiles, of course, and just keep enough people around to be their slaves. The deliberate lie of the story of saving the environment, which is actually being destroyed by these same elitist Jews, not the population of the world, is nothing but a cover story to keep the people in the dark while, quote, the plan, that's the plan that the masters know and serve, proceeds at breakneck speed. After all, if people caught on to the truth of what is going on, they might make some attempt to survive. This is nothing less than blatant, raw communism. And we, the people, are paying for it. Cities, towns, and states are being seduced into destroying their own rights. This is via local Agenda 21 and ICLEI and all these, all these RAND Corporation think tanks, ways of manipulating people into giving up their rights. And states are being seduced into destroying their own rights and the rights of their fellow Americans by federal grants and easy money to implement these diabolical plans. So the plan is a Luciferic plan, and it's being implemented en masse in the world.
Right. And where did you read that, Eric, from that quote from Lorraine?
Again, that comes from the same article by Lorraine Day, The Plan, UN Agenda 21, Confiscation of Private Property, Sustainable Development.
Would you send that to me? I'm going to post that again. I had it posted once. I've known Lorraine since the mid-90s, and she's terrific. That was an absolutely terrific quote. that you read. She is 100% on the mark with that. Everything she said.
Yes.
And we're seeing it. We're seeing it everywhere. It's in your face right now.
Yeah, I have to recommend her latest book. She just passed, you know, beautiful lady in her 80s, who was head of the medical school at University of San Francisco and chief surgeon there. So not only was she movie star beautiful, but she was brilliant. And not only was she a brilliant academic, but she became a fantastic truth teller. And she's just come out with a book, Jeff. I don't know if you've seen it, but I just got it. It's called The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why?
No, she told me about it, but I didn't know when it was coming out. And they've held it until, I guess, some time has passed. Now they're releasing it. I need to, if you can send me something about that book, too, I want to promote that for her and for everyone, because she, knows.
One of her chapters is about the New World Religion, which is exactly what we're discussing. And, of course, she has a brilliant way of putting things and packaging it into very, very clear, simple terms, like that last quote. You know, I mean, how many people have the scope of understanding to make a statement like that? Not very many.
She's absolutely unique. And I wish she was still available to all of us. I did have her on several times in the last couple of years of her life. And she was something else. That's great. Great quote. All true.
One of the greatest.
Every bit of it.
And here's a couple more quotes. Again, so much of what I've written, Jeff, is quoting other people because I'm definitely out of my physical geography, training and my comfort zone, but having a ball learning what's really going on. Brian Desborough paints a very grim picture of Crestone Baca in his 1999 article, Stop Misleading the Children, Mr. Jennings. Out of the chaos of a contrived World War III, which we're seeing, will arise a totalitarian new world order and a new religion, which embraces Lucifer. The new global religion is currently being composed under the direction of, drumroll please, Marie Strong at a remote retreat in Crestone County, Colorado. Well, it's actually Sawatch County, but the city is Crestone Baca. So I'm not kidding around. This stuff is very real. It's what Crestone has been designed to be and do. And it is Rothschilds. It is Rockefellers. It is the Synarchy, rule by secret societies. It is theurgy, the summoning of spirits, which is what the Masons and the Illuminati and the Jews do. They're Satanists. They summon demons to help them and guide them. And this is what channeling is about. And it's mind-boggling to be here and realize how thoroughly they're able to fool us, including myself, you know, and to finally see what's happening and realize that, again, this image of the Fabian socialists in Britain, the wolf in sheep's clothing, with wolf with a and of course all the false prophets at the end of time, at the end of days, as Jesus predicted. You know, we see that here with so many false prophets here, and we see them just sucking their devotees dry. You know, dry of money, dry of other
aspects. That's what they all do.
That's what they all do. Yeah. All these cults. And this is Cult City. Crestone, Colorado's Cult City, USA. And it's a petri dish of cults. And not only that, as I talk about and we've talked about before, I think the military is very much involved here. It has been throughout in mind control, in experimentation, in essentially bringing MKUltra right to the present. And I would be an example of that myself. I believe that the meditators and contemplators here who gather here, you know, as sincere spiritual seekers, are sitting ducks, quote unquote, for the kind of non-invasive remote electronic technologies that the CIA and the military have to probe their brains, to watch what they're doing, and to learn how to interfere and manipulate them. So can you imagine how cynical that is? I mean, you set up a place where New Age people come to get spiritually, developed and try to save the world and be better people. Go ahead and turn them into guinea pigs for the military. I mean, this is sick. So
it's all sick. All of it. Yeah. It's all sick. It's evil, sick. And that's exactly right.
Yeah, it's diabolical. And it's very unfortunate that our intelligence agencies and our military are so diabolically committed. They are diabolically committed to serving the plan that the masters know and serve, even though they're doing it, you know, through different channels, through grant money, through academic studies, et cetera, you know, and it is very sick. And Americans better realize that the people that we have granted authority to, spiritual authority, military authority, political authority, have sold us out to the devil. And that's not an exaggeration, because we now are in this war between good and evil. And unfortunately, our leaders are on the wrong side of that war. And it's the American people that are going to have people like Dr. Lorraine Day, yourself, myself, the people that, you know, Tex Mars, the people who are can see need to stay in the game. And
evil is right out in the open, as you know, it's right there. And people have been anesthetized, browbeaten, to the extent that they just don't want to see it. It's weird. Strange.
Well, you talked about the suffering. I heard your last hour, you know, with Erica, and you talk about the suffering that these shot up people are experiencing. I've studied the suffering that the TIs are suffering. I mean, it's a living earthly hell that they're being put through. So this is all part of the unconventional warfare takeover of industrialized, civilized Western civilization. And Maurice Strong right at the forefront of it. And he was, you know, again, the media is, of course, on the same side. He was touted as the savior of the planet, Captain Planet, you know, one of the most wonderful people in the world. But the reality is completely different, you know. And fortunately, people are seeing through it. And, of course, these people who are suffering, those who still have the brain's functionality, they're waking up fast. If we've got a little time, Jeff, I'll tell you a little bit about George W. Hunt and the Fourth World Wilderness Congress of 1987, just prelude to the 1992.
We have about 8 minutes. Go ahead. Yeah, good.
Okay, so this Christian businessman, George Washington Hunt, was invited to attend a series of semi-secret United Nations planning sessions in Colorado, my state, in the late 1980s. They were preparatory again to the Rio Earth Summit. Hunt's eyewitness testimony offers one of the most powerful clarifications yet of one, Strong's role in the globalist plan, two, the details of the plan itself, and three, Creston Baca's intended role in the plan. Hunt stated, "In 1987, I attended the Fourth World Wilderness Congress. Maurice Strong, the convener, said it was called the Fourth World because it was the fourth one of these environmental congresses that Edmund de Rothschild had created. I learned later that the world order, the new world order, whatever, refers to the coming one world government as the fourth world, or world control by the world order, where there is no more first, second, or third worlds, no more nations, just a boundaryless planet, which is called the fourth world wilderness. Yogis and shamans refer to it as the fourth world wilderness. The lostness of the mind. Now we get into the mind control, the hive mind, the neural nets, the brain nets, brain-to-brain, you know, interface, computer-to-brain-to-computer interface, all this stuff we've been talking about. It all fits in. The lostness of the mind refers to the collective consciousness. Persons will be coerced through lies, drugs, fear, and pain to surrender themselves, their egos, to the collective consciousness. Again, the collective. The fourth world will be a return to a society much like the Caesars or Babylon or the Fourth Reich within the fictionalized societies described in Huxley's Brave New World and Brave New World Revisited in Orwell's classic 1984. We will flourish with only a whimper. The world order wants to create a new society out of the ashes of chaos, a collectivist fourth world complete with a collectivist religion, collectivist finance, and unchecked world national socialism or fascism. The world order will offer Gaia, Mother Earth, to the masses as the big brother or big sister image to worship in the fourth world. Maurice Strong has already set up 140,000-acre project in Crestone, Colorado. Here we go back to Crestone. To develop this earth religion system. Projects are funded by the Rockefeller Fund, among other foundations. The 1992 Rio Earth Summit will link environment with industry. The Lords of UNCED, that's the UN Conference on Environment and Development, will be the masters of who gets what and when if we don't do something about it quickly. Who leads the environmental movement? The convener of the Rio Earth Summit, Maurice Strong, identifies Baron Edmund de Rothschild as the creator of the environment movement. Right. Strong states that Rothschild is the positive synthesis of environment on the one hand, that's the thesis, and growth and development on the other. That's this antithesis. Strong very clearly admits that the Rothschild combination, including the Rockefellers and most world capitalists, aim to control the environment and development movement as the synthesis of the thesis and antithesis in the Hegelian dialectic. Power will converge into their hands through the 1992 Rio Conference. The synthesis, the head of the power, merges into the hands of the House of Rothschild. Isn't that interesting? Because in my part two, I give the 25-point plan of the Rothschilds in 1773, and that was Amschel Mayer Rothschild. Then he goes on to say, I did a survey of the people down in the San Luis Valley where I live, and I asked what will happen when Maurice Strong and William Ruckelshaus, who was head of the Environmental Protection Agency, and others will pull 200,000 acre-feet of water per year out of the San Luis Valley. It was unanimous that their land will turn into a wasteland, will turn into a desert. So here we have people at an environmental congress that are waltzing 200 miles south that want to suck the aquifers dry and turn it into a desert. The hypocrisy is so deep. What kind of madness are these world order Caesars afflicted with? They hope to run the lives of people for generations to come. They are the same crowd who created a Hitler, arranged the assassination of Lincoln and Kennedy, and have indicated elsewhere that they want to drastically reduce the population of the world to make environment and development more, quote, sustainable. Now, this guy, George W. Hunt, I'm sure became targeted and you know, died early and was in a lot of pain. But he did put together a great website called thebigbadbank.com, the Big Bad Bank. And you can read some of his writings and even some hear some of his videos on that. But he's one of these heroes like Lorraine Day and Tex Mars and people who are trying to wake up others. And as like so many, of course, he's paid a personal price.
It's all there. And I know the listeners of this program and people who follow your work understand it's not a mystery. They don't care. They've controlled everything so damn thoroughly by now. The media, most importantly, they own politics. They own the money. It's the same people. They don't care if the truth gets out, because they're well on their way to the conquest of this planet. And that's the truth.
Yeah, but the good news, I think, Jeff, is they keep missing their targets. You know, 2000 was a target, 2012 was a target.
I hope so, and I'm following you. Yes, I agree. However, I'm not seeing anything that smacks or even sounds like a de-escalation of their program or their drive to force thermonuclear war on the planet, because out of that chaos they'll consolidate everything. They know that. That's part of their plan, in my view. They want this war. I think they're going to get it.
Yes, and the role of the Masons and the Jews and
that's
the
right.
Satanists must be emphasized, because they live among us, you know. They live, and they're getting away with murder, and they have gotten away with murder for generations. And we have been looking in the wrong direction.
They're very good at misdirection, and that's what they do. You got it. Very good.
Yeah.
That was really fun. Thank you. Would you send me Lorraine's new book? I can't find it. I'm looking online trying to find it. I'm not getting any notice. It may be being suppressed already.
Send me an address, Jeff, and I'll send you a copy of gratis, and thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, and I'll put it up in my book carousel as well. Try and sell some more.
It's worth going through. Yeah, thanks so much, Jeff.
Okay, Eric, you be well. Take care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good night.
All right. Eric Carlstrom, another great person. He knows what's going on. He's done his research. And as he said, he's learning how the world really works after he retired. What a fascinating and fun way to live life. It's a very remarkable story that's being portrayed right in front of us and right around us all the time. And so few see it. It's remarkable. The ball game is on, whatever. Diversion. It's all about diversion. Back with you tomorrow. Have a good night and a good day tomorrow. Take care.
Exaggerating.